A group of tactical police officers took a field trip to the Collingwood Terminals building today for on-site rope training. The workshop was part of the Ontario Tactical Advisory Body annual conference and trade show that takes place at the Blue Mountain Conference Centre. Trainer and Toronto Police Service Emergency Task Force member Sergeant Eric Reimer said the terminal site provided a good learning opportunity because of the height and the difficult terrain and obstacles the officers would have to work around. The focus is to get officers comfortable on a rope, said Reimer. The trainers running the May 18 workshop in Collingwood included tactical officers from Windsor Police Emergency Support Unit, Barrie Police Tactical Support Unit, Toronto Police Emergency Task Force, and the OPP Tactical Response Unit. The first one to go over the edge of the concrete terminals building was Barrie Police Constable Doug McClellan, who is a trainer and member of the Tactical Support Unit. Tactical teams are required to rappel for various reasons, but the most common one is to rescue a person in crisis who is actively contemplating suicide by jumping off a balcony. Reimer has been a police officer for 26 years and in the Toronto Police Emergency Task Force for 16 years, and has noted a big increase in the number of such calls over the last decade. In the last 5 years, there has been a significant increase in calls for persons in crisis, said Reimer. While fire departments are often leading high-angle rescues, tactical units are called in when the person who is being rescued does not want to be rescued. Because of the high stakes, high-pressure nature of the rappelling required of the tactical officers, Reimer said training on different buildings and with various obstacles is important. This is high-value training, said Reimer. We needed the height, and the terrain is difficult. Finding something challenging is perfect. He was grateful to the town for supporting the training session on the municipally owned building at Millennium Park. The fire chief and deputy chief from Collingwood Fire Department also observed the training session alongside a group of firefighters.